Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of That's the Thing on Radio Azim Premji University, a podcast with three hosts, one thing, aur dher sare kahaniya. We take a thing jo bahut sare log samajhte ki ye to Hindustan se hai. But is it?
That's the thing.
All right, let's kick off today's episode where we're looking at something I'm sure all of you have played in some form or the other, snakes and ladders. Hi, Kavya. Hi, Atharva. I didn't say snakes and ladders to you guys. I didn't mean Kavya snakes and Atharva ladders. Hi, Kavya.
No one was thinking that.
Yeah, did you clarify? Also, I'm really upset that I'm not ladders, but okay.
I said, no, I'm not saying that.
Well, this is all on you.
Hello.
Awesome,
it's a good note to start the show with. So, this little board game, pictures of snakes and ladders on it. So many memories. When was the last time you played snakes and ladders? Atharva.
Oh my God.
During COVID on an app.
Oh, were you playing by yourself? Was it a two-player game, three-player game?
What no, I was playing by myself.
Against the computer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Kavya?
I really can't remember. I think the last time I played, I must have been in my teens.
That far back?
Yeah, like a while ago.
Okay, mine was more recent because introducing my daughter to board games, the ones that we played.
Yeah.
You know, so snakes and ladders. And also it's for her to learn math. To go from here to there, she's thrown the dice. Now she has to count out that many steps. All of that. So yeah, that's when I played last.
You know, unlike the other episodes that we have worked on, ye thoda special hai. Kyunki ye pehla episode hai, jahan apna topic of discussion is from right here only, India. Ani sagyat pehla game, snakes and ladders sa, it was played by Sant Nyaneshwar.
You was that Marathi? You just spoke Marathi, right?
Yeah, that's right. I was just flexing. I'm from Maharashtra.
Maharashtra, right.
Amchi Mumbai.
Can I tell you guys something cool though?
Please.
I sing Sant Nyaneshwar's poetry.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So my music teacher works with folk music very closely.
Okay.
And it's because of Shruti, my teacher, that I got to walk the wari for the first time.
Oh, it's like the Sajjana Je Wari Wari.
It is exactly the opposite.
Not that.
Okay. It's not that. Okay.
It's not that.
So what is the wari?
Nanjate Nadiri. The wari is one of the largest pilgrimages in the country. Between 3 to 5 lakh people walk from their villages all across Maharashtra to Vithala's temple in Pandharpur.
Oh.
Every year at the same time. So they have to show up at the same Ashad Ekadashi, the day they show up in Pandharpur.
Okay.
To over 250 kilometers. Okay. They're starting everywhere, each from their own villages.
All right.
They walk and they sing, and it is the most incredible thing. I had the privilege of walking the wari a few years ago.
Okay.
So we walked in Pune. We walked about a 6 or 7 kilometer stretch.
Okay.
I can't even explain. Itne log the.
And they were all singing.
Singing, walking with their instruments.
That energy would have been like mad.
Oh, it's magical. My friend Chandrakant walked the wari with me. And he translates Abhanga. So he translates the traditional folk poetry of the Warkari Sampradaya.
Okay.
And he works in Maharashtra. He lives in a town called Jejuri, which is on the path of the wari.
Okay.
And actually, he may be the best person to tell us about Nyaneshwar. Let's listen to him.
Nyaneshwar Mauli transformed Marathi into a complete language. His 13th century commentary on the Bhagavad Gita, known as the Nyaneshwari, normalized a direct connection to God without any intermediary as the fundamental right for humans of every caste. Nyaneshwar Mauli launched an onslaught on social and literary hierarchies through translation. His writings were force multipliers for the poet saints of the Warkari Sampradaya. For example, the rational anti-caste arguments of Sant Tukaram had, thanks to Nyaneshwar Mauli, a rock-solid foundation that protected him from the attacks of Brahminical patriarchy. To this day, despite their strong anti-Brahminical stance, it is sacrilege if one uses Hindu scriptures to attack the Warkari ideology.
That's amazing. So like, he was like the first Wikipedia. Right? He made writing of Hinduism accessible to non-Sanskrit speakers.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And the reason we're talking about him is he's also, like you said,
Though he played the first game of Snakes and Ladders, he was also the creator of Snakes and Ladders.
Yeah, and during his time, it was called Moksha Patam or Paramapadam.
Yes, Paramapadam is what I've played. Wait, actually, this takes me back. I've played that game when I was a child, when I was a teenager. But it looks different.
Meaning?
It looks... how do I explain?
Okay, I'll explain. So, hamare jo boards hai, usme 100 squares hai, right?
Yes.
But these medieval choppers look different based on which religion was using them.
I mean, religion using them, I'm fully lost over here. What's happening?
So, basically, this was a tool, right? So, many religions use this game to teach moral values.
Right.
Right? So, the Hindu board, which is Nyaneshwar's creation, had 72 squares. But some Jain versions had 84 squares.
Oh.
So, Paramapadam is a game I've played with my grandmother.
So cute.
Yeah. You guys have met my grandmom. She would sit us all, me and my cousins, all of us would sit on the night of Ekadashi.
Oh, okay.
Vaikunth Ekadashi. So, it was in January, sometime in the cold. We would have snacks. We'd all sit down. And we would play through the night. So you'd stay up late, talking, idu adu. We had a different kind of dice for it.
Okay.
Long dice made of metal. And the board is also, I mean, it was just a very, it's very different from the Snakes and Ladders we play. So the story is very interesting. In the version, in Paramapadam, you would go through the board, usual.
Up to 9900 is the normal board, right?
Exactly. Right. So you go all the way up the board.
Okay.
And the last level is Vaikuntha.
So this is the 91-100 or there is another level above that?
No, it's like 60. It is basically the last level after we are done.
Okay.
That was the metaphor for Vaikuntha.
Okay.
So Vishnu Allidru. And if you could cross that last level, you will go to heaven, was the idea.
Oh.
Now, the trap is this.
Trap, it seems.
I mean, trap means they were trying to do something, but it was very frustrating as a child. You know, in the normal, when we play, you can roll a dice and whatever number comes, you move.
Correct. Then you move that many steps. How though?
On the last level, you must only play 12 to move.
Oh.
So har bar it has to come 12, 12, 12, 12, 12.
Aur uske baad you can move one step.
Exactly.
So is that why you were playing all through the night?
Because you would take forever.
Oh, yeah. So basically saying that that's how impossible it is to get into heaven. Get real people.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically snakes are things you don't do and ladders are things that you should do.
Correct.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Sant Dhyaneshwar ne isko create kiya tha moral science padhane ke liye. Now, in the original version, specific ladders have specific meanings. Like on the 12th square is faith, generosity on the 57th square, all of that.
And the snakes also have their own qualities. And those qualities are quite interesting, okay? Like in real life, we are doing many of these snake ones.
So they are like vices.
Yeah, exactly. So the snake on the 62nd square in Sant Nyaneshwar's board represents drunkenness, for example. And very close to the end point, snake at 95 is pride. Can you imagine?
Nice.
So poetic. Close to heaven. One number Instagram post. Oh my God, look at me. Right all the way back down. Okay, so now that's obviously the much more interesting part of this game. If you could add a snake, what vices would you add?
Vices or just like random
sins?
Sins.
See, now we are just wondering, what would you put if it was a snake on the board?
What's your personal pet peeve?
Yeah, your pet peeve.
Honking unnecessarily on the roads when you're in traffic.
Yeah.
At a green signal especially.
Yeah.
I mean, that should throw you out of the game.
Oh.
I feel.
So that's like a big snake.
It's a big one. Okay. The tail is outside the board.
I have one of those which I think immediately off the board. Immediately off the board is talking on the phone in the cinema.
Oh, my wife will give you a big hug.
Pick up a call in the movie theater, that's all. Immediately, no Vaikuntha for you.
All right.
My sin has also got to do with talking. But it is if you keep talking to a person who is not responding to you. All right. If you continue a conversation one-sided, I feel it is...
So who's at fault? The person who's not responding or the person who's continuing talking?
The person who's continuing... He's not getting the hint.
He's not getting the hint. Okay, yeah. That's what you meant. Okay.
So basically, we have played Snakes and Ladders in India for centuries, right? But it was only taken by the British to the United Kingdom in 1892
500 साल के बाद ब्रिटिशर्स ने बोला ओ नो हमको भी मॉरल्स पढ़ाने चाहिए
देन फ्रॉम देयर इट वेंट फ्रॉम द ब्रिटिश ऑब्वियसली टू द अमेरिकन
इट्स ओनली इन द 1940s एंड दैट्स वेयर ये महाशय मिल्टन ब्रैडली एंटर्स सो ही वाज अ मल्टी मिलियनेयर And he was responsible for making these board games popular in the US.
He wanted to make it less scary, so he turned snakes into shoots.
Shoots. Dishum, dishum. He got the whole American gun culture thing in.
Instead of snakes, that's scarier, man.
Yeah,
what
even I feel like guns are
scary. No, no. C-H-U-T-E-S. These are basically long pipes that take liquids from one place to another.
Oh, those things.
You slip down the board on the liquid.
Oh, you slip down. So no snakes, but you slip down that thing.
I think snakes is cuter.
Yeah, I mean, drawn on the snakes and ladder boards, all of them look very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, if you're going down a snake, where are you coming out of the snake from?
Okay, so firstly, I'm not entering the mouth. I'm sliding on the back of the snake and going down. You thought you're going into the mouth?
My theory was it bites you and drags you back to where it was.
Oh, that makes
sense.
So it's
a chomp and then it takes everything.
Do that again. What do you do? What? It sounded delicious. Okay, so have you come across any snakes and ladder championships or competitions?
No.
Do you know why?
Because if you compete, that's probably a sin and you won't get moksha.
That's right.
Actually, mujhe ye zyada pasand hai. But it's because snakes and ladders is a game of luck.
Yeah.
There is no strategy involved in the game. So it's like winning the lottery and you can't compete. There can't be any competition because there's no strategy or anything of the sort.
There's one fundamental problem in the design of this game, no? Where itna sara achcha kaam karke bhi, you need naseeb. To attain moksha.
Yeah, I agree completely. You know, nobody's getting it so easily.
What are you guys doing? Like questioning centuries of a game this?
Okay, sorry. Let me distract you with some trivia. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So the longest game of snakes and ladders lasted over 400 hours.
Wait a minute. Andre Hadinar Divsana. Who played it?
This one random group of snakes and ladders fans in America, of course.
Yeah.
In 2015. Imagine you have to roll a dice for 16 days straight.
Oh my God.
And here I was thinking test matches were too long. 400 ghante, snakes and ladders. They probably forgot what sunlight looked like. Okay. So next. What is the largest SNL board? Oh, SNL sounds so much cooler, right?
SNL
board.
Okay, let me guess. Largest. Dubai.
Yes.
What? How did you get that? Like, we have literally not talked about Dubai this whole time.
Yes, how?
Okay, so, Dubai sadiyon se keh raha hai, bhai. Sabse ucha, sabse lamba, sabse bada.
Okay. So, it was an educated guess.
That's
not
right.
A fully random choice.
This is a podcast backed by research and history after all. So, yes, that's why it was an educated guess.
Jimbo, how large was this board?
Oh, okay, I almost forgot. It was created in 2021 by Global Village in Dubai. And the board was about 95.63 square meters. That's approximately 1,000 square feet. And it was designed as part of their Silver Jubilee celebrations. Or wahan pe ek kid festival chal raha tha, venue pe, and they use it over there.
That's almost the size of a 30 by 40 plot, bro.
Oh man, I did not look at it like that. Is this because you've been looking for a place to buy in Bangalore?
I gave up on that long back, Jimmy.
Wait, what happened?
My parents decided Bangalore is not a place to invest anymore. Karoda karoda mein properties ja raha hai. Anything within the area that we were looking for in Bangalore was so expensive, out of the budget. We would have to do major sins and not get into moksha for that kind of money.
Okay.
Anything within the budget was too out of the city.
Where there'd have been too many snakes.
Vajmi. Segue, connect.
Thank you.
Now that you've made that connect, naan adanna use martini vaga.
Okay.
Everybody knows that snakes shed their skin, right? Many
times
a year, you've seen that.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what the process is called?
Molting.
No, that's only molting. Birds.
Birds shed their skin na.
Birds drop their feathers and that's what's called molting.
Oh. I thought cockroaches also was called molting. No?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
We should look that
up.
It's called shedding.
It's not called shedding.
It's called changing your clothes.
It's a scientific name.
Okay. Science podcast. Sorry.
It's called ecdysis.
That's only the first time they shed it.
No, it's every time, Jim.
No, no. The first time they share it, it's called ekdiasis. The second time, it's called dodiasis. Then teendiasis. Like. Okay, sorry. Okay, another fun fact. Snakes don't have eyelids. So they have this transparent scale called a spectacle that protects their eyes.
Oh my God, that's so cute. Snakes have natural spectacles.
Oh, they should be called snake-ticles.
I love that.
Nice. <good one. laughs>
Thank you.
Okay, here's a wild one. All right. Snakes don't have ears.
That's amazing. I'm so happy for them. This is that same thing you were saying, Alva. If someone comes and keeps talking, if I didn't have ears, no
that's
problem.
True.
Yeah. Just ignore all of that noise. Kacha, picha, nothing.
If only, man. Actually, no. So they can hear, but through vibrations in their jawbones.
Whoa.
What? Kaise? Yeah.
So basically, saap logo ke paas, they have
saap
all...
Saap
logo. Come on.
Okay. So saap logo ke paas,
saap
kya
logo
hota
ke paas, they have all the things that humans do in terms of an inner ear.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But for us, there is this one thing called stapes that connects the outer ear to the inner ear.
Haan, correct.
Right?
Biology mein padha tha maine.
And then our inner ear converts these sound waves into signals that the brain can make sense of.
Right.
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 For snakes, these stapes, they're called columella.
Mm-hmm.
And they're slightly different. So they connect directly to the jawbone instead.
Oh.
So they can sense the vibration because, again, they're crawling on the ground, right? So it is the most efficient way for them to find out where something is coming from. And these vibrations get transferred from the jaw back to the inner ear. And then that is sent to the brain, which makes sense of it.
Wow.
I love that. That science segment brought to you by Atharva. Yay.
But I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay. There's more.
Yes. The longest venomous snake, right, is the king cobra, which grows up to 18 feet. That's...
Three of me.
Slightly more. Right? It's taller than a two-story building.
Oh.
So you need ladders to climb and sit on top of it.
You saw how cleverly he brought it back to ladders.
That's true. Atharva, well done, my boy.
Okay,
well
so
done.
On the subject of ladders. The oldest ladder we know is from a cave painting. We keep coming back to cave paintings.
Cave paintings.
In Spain, there's a cave painting of a ladder, 10,000 years old.
Whoa.
And what were they doing with the ladder?
Wait. Let's make some guesses.
They were
painting the ceiling of the cave.
Oh, that's a really meta. Nice. Oh my God. I'll make a painting. I'll be making a painting.
No.
Unfortunately, no.
No, okay.
Atharva, any guesses? I don't know, man. I'm unable to put myself into the mind of a caveman and figure out usko kya needs hoega that are above his arm reach.
Okay, a kite would have been stuck in a tree. They were flying kites.
No, we don't know if they have kites, Jim.
Imagine.
Why don't I put us out of our misery?
Okay.
They were using the ladder to climb for a beehive.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Shahid ke liye log shaheed ho rahe.
Good one.
Here's a superstition for you.
Okay.
Walking under a ladder is considered bad luck.
Yeah, I know this. I've heard about this, but I didn't know why. Yeah,
I will tell you why. Okay. So, the ladder, gode, floor.
Okay.
One triangle madatalva.
How though?
In ancient Egyptian culture, the triangle is considered a holy shape. It's considered a sacred shape.
Okay.
So, if you walk into that, the holy triangle will be broken. Therefore, bad luck.
Nice. So much logic in a superstition.
I love when they do that.
Mere khayal mein, ye banaya gaya tha because they didn't want anybody just pushing the ladder by mistake. All these people, honhar workers, they were like, please don't disturb us. It's unlucky actually. You know, because high places are very scary and it would be bad luck for the person on the ladder also.
That is also correct.
Yeah, this is a good one. Correct.
Do you think rolling numbers on a dice also is just luck?
How though, of course. But since you brought up dice have been used for about 5,000 years.
Wow.
And apparently they've been used by ancient civilizations. The Sumerians, Egyptians, Romans, everybody had dice.
Beautiful. All gamblers. Yes.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Also, one interesting math fact. Okay. You probably know this, but you haven't realized this. In a standard six-sided dice, the numbers on opposite faces always add up to 7. So, one opposite 6, two opposite 5, two opposite 4.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I kind of know this, but like you said, I didn't really know this. So, what's the connection between dice and snakes?
Snakes can't roll dice because no hands.
That's great. That's the opposite of a connection, if anything. Are you going to tell us about dice made of snake skin? Is that what you're going to do?
No.
Although that would be cool.
That would be cool, but no.
Not cool for the snake.
Yeah, not cool for the snake. That's a good point. Poor thing, just living its life.
It's just like slithering around and then suddenly one day it dies.
It dies?
It dies. And, and now it can't slither anymore. It can only roll.
Okay, hello, Jimmy. What is the connection?
Okay. So, when you play with two dice,
okay,
you roll snake eyes.
Oh.
If you roll a 1 on each dice, it's called snake eyes.
Oh, cute.
Hmm. So okay. That's the lowest number possible when you're playing with two dice.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so let's do some dice slang when you're playing with a pair of dice. I'll tell you the slang and you guess what the number is. Hmm. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, your first one.
Okay.
Hmm. Up pops the devil.
Hmm.
Who is using the slang first?
People who play
frequently enough. Okay. To need slang about it.
Up pops. Okay, so devil associations are like 6.
So like 3-3.
No,
if you're playing with two
and
dice.
Six and six.
It's so it is 6 plus 1, 7.
Why?
Don't ask me like that question. I just know the slang. I didn't do research as to why it's called that.
Okay, sorry.
Mom and dad.
Mom and dad.
It's also called a hard 8.
Hard 8. 5 and 3. 4 and 4?
4 and 4.
Oh.
Because any of the other combinations is easier to get. 5 and 3, 6 and 2.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
4 plus 4 is harder to get. And that's why it's nice. Called a hard 8. Okay. The last one.
Okay.
Is ballerina.
Ballerina.
Yeah.
Mm.
We just did hard 8. Take a cue from there. Ballerina.
I feel like it may be 6 and 6.
No.
8. 5 and 5?
No. What dress does a ballerina wear?
Oh, a 2 and a 2!
It's a 2-2.
That's so good.
Yes.
So now when you go into your gambling, you have the technical terminology down.
Technical slangs, yes, that's right.
So, again, interesting math fact. When rolling two dice, there is a higher probability of rolling a number like 7 than numbers like 12 or your snake eyes 2. And before we started doing this bit on dice, Jimmy, you asked that the dice numbers that fall,
yeah,
is it luck?
Correct, I asked.
Kavya, haan boli.
Huh? Yeah.
But statisticians will tell you a different story. Probability, etc.
Mm.
And that's a completely different point.
No, bhai, main chhu nahi raha hu isko.
Arre, khatam to karne do. I was going to say that's a completely different podcast by a completely different set of people.
Good, good. Achha hai, because the moment you said probability, mera system to pura shutdown ho gaya. I sucked at probability, permutations and combinations. Mujhe pata hi nahi hai how I passed my master's in computer applications because I just couldn't make sense of it.
Wait, so where do you do your MCA from, Jim?
Pondicherry University.
Oh my God, Pondy. That must have been so lovely.
Oh, it was. It was. So the UNIF gate was just a minute away from the beach. So you get out of the UNIF gate, you cross the highway and you're into the beach.
Mm.
I was 3 years of a picnic. Matlab, but uske baad it was snakes and ladders.
Connect.
I'll tell you, I'll explain.
Yes.
So mujhe campus placement se 2 jobs mile the.
Okay.
And I was, I think, 2 or 3 people from my batch that got 2 jobs.
Okay, so this is the ladders part.
Correct. Flex also, thanks. Usi saal mein .com bust hua.
Ooh.
So this was in 2001. And both the jobs that I got didn't come through. So, snakes.
Mm.
You know, there are a lot of similar references to snakes and ladders in pop culture.
So, which one are you talking about specifically?
So, Life of Pi kitab hai.
Correct, oh, yeah. Movie bhi tha.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is kitab ke chapter 7 mein, Pi apne biology teacher Mr. Kumar ke saath religion ke baare mein discuss kar raha hota hai. Wo baat kar raha hota
hai. Haan, haan.
Mr. Kumar is an atheist.
Okay.
All right. So, Bhagwan mein believe nahi karte, and in this conversation, Pi says that he thinks religion and life resemble the game of snakes and ladders.
Oh.
Where snakes represent difficulties and setbacks, while ladders represent moments of grace and progress.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
So, he's just using the same logic that we've been discussing through the show.
Yes.
I feel like there has to have been a show called Samp CD or something, no?
Good intuition, Kavya. Very well done. The ek tha, Samp CD, ZTV par, in 1992. Or I think Mohan Kapoor usko host karta tha. So,
okay,
contestants had to move around a snakes and ladders board. It was a quiz-style format with general knowledge questions. And it became quite popular. In fact, it was South Asia's first game show. And it aired in Pakistan, Sri Lanka and Nepal as well.
Wow.
Recently, there's a Tamil show also. I think it's called Snakes and Ladders.
Uh-huh,
and okay. It's on Amazon Prime, okay. Directed by Karthik Subbaraj. There's these four children and they are trying to cover up a crime. And they keep getting caught in like more and more and more worse situations.
Oh, like they keep getting entangled more and more.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Okay. And so it's kind of like how you were using Snakes and Ladders. It's like the metaphor of the game.
Right.
I saw the trailer. It looks super.
I think it's so strange also that hamare culture mein snakes are considered bad. But they're also worshipped at the same time, no?
Thode snakes venomous hote hai, daravne bhi hote hai. So people think that they're an extension of evil or something.
Right. But at the same time, Nag Panchami, ek festival hai, jahan snake ko celebrate kiya jata hai. To doodh, prayers, and then Vishnu also lies on his cosmic bed, Seshnag, right?
And in yogic traditions also, there's something called Kundalini energy.
Yes.
So that's the sleeping energy at the base of the spine and it is represented by a serpent.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's true.
Actually, yeah. It's not really strange, no, if you think about it. Like, it's so in line with how we look at the dual nature of things. Like,
meaning?
Good and evil are connected to each other, light and dark, creation, destruction.
Deep. Without dark, there is no light.
Yeah.
Like that.
Also, if you don't want the snake to bite you, you'll feed it milk, no? Like, it makes sense.
You're like, bribe us.
What's the problem?
Okay.
Okay, so basically like Brahma the creator, Shiva the destroyer.
Yeah.
Correct. And Vishnu is the preserver. So, just to go back to the concept of the dual nature, jiske baare mein Kavya baat kar rahi thi, I'll tell you one more duality, okay? So, the venom for which the snakes are said to be evil and can kill you, is also now being used for cures like blood pressure regulation, pain management, blood clotting, anticoagulation, cancer treatment. So again, dual nature.
Yeah.
Also, there's one very nice song about snakes that I really like because when I first saw it in the film, it was a really nice surprise that the creators really went to the effort to make this song.
Okay.
So this is a song from the movie Rock On. All right.
Uh-huh.
And
The competing
that's
band.
That's right. So there's a competing band whose song they show. And I was so impressed. I was like, yeah, this is such a banger. It goes, Zerile, Zerile.
Yeah.
Kale neele peele. Patthar ki ye aankhe. Aankhe hai nashile.
Oh my God, you remember the lyrics.
It stayed with me.
Oh my God, I was rewatching Rock On recently and I was like, this is a banger.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's very lovely. Please go rewatch Rock On. This is our plug.
Okay, so after that Rock On plug, we kind of need to finish the show. I'm going to ask you guys a design thing.
Okay.
If you had to put a good thing for the longest ladder, meaning if you've done this, you deserve to climb so high, you should get close to moksha. What would it be?
I feel like all my answers are very serious and you guys will make fun of me.
Our listeners might not.
That's true.
Go for it, Kavya. We probably will, but go for it. Don't let that hold you back.
I feel like listening with kindness. Like if you're really, like what you do in friendships and what you do with like your loved ones, when you listen with kindness, I feel like that's the greatest, nicest gift you can give somebody else.
Okay, so we're definitely not getting on that ladder, Atharva and me, because
stop listening.
it's mean. Okay, Atharva, you.
I don't know, man. I feel like...
You can't think of anything nice, Atharva. Is that what you're telling us?
Hum Kalyug mein rehte, bhai. What nice thing we can do? I'm just reminded of the good place where... Our lives are so intertwined with capitalism that there's no way to live ethically. And our entire life is one huge snake we are sliding down.
Okay, so if in that world of capitalism where you can't live ethically, if you had to do something ethically, what would you do, Atharva?
I would make and produce everything that I need on my own without having to rely on organizations to get them to me. So if something requires a ship to travel thousands of kilometers to get that product to me... I don't want that.
So you'll wear leaves?
No,
for clothes.
No,
I'll stitch my own clothes.
You stitch your own clothes.
But he'll barter. Like, yeah. I'll make wool and give it to him. And then he'll grow fruit and give it
that's
to me.
Right. Atharva, that's how you listen kindly. See what she's doing. See what Kavya is doing there.
Straight to heaven, guys. Let's go.
She's in the middle of that long ladder. Okay, so for me, it would be leaving everything you found
okay.
just a little better than how you found it.
Mm, that's
so
nice.
People, things, places, everything.
Hmm.
I think that should be the longest ladder because everyone does that.
Oh, that's a really nice note to end.
That would be the good
on.
Place. Thank you. We shall end this episode of the podcast on that very thoughtful note.
Heavy note.
Heavy.
Sorry, guys.
No,
very
no,
sweet.
Light
no.
and optimistic
no.
and
optimistic,
beautiful.
Atharva. You may be in Kalyug. We are all in Kalyug, but we are like slightly more optimistic. That's all.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with another episode next week. But before we leave, a gentle nudge to please do the following things. Subscribe to the Radio Azim Premji University YouTube channel on platforms that you listen to your podcasts, on Apple Spotify, and on socials on Instagram and WhatsApp. And thank you for being curious. Bye!
Bye, guys!
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent. This non-commercial program is for educational purposes only.